go down 8, 7, 6. Yvonne tries to explain what is the machlekes. Why Misilul hold the first day you light one, and then second day two, and Bishamay hold you go down. So one man, the Gemara says, the machlekes is, if we count the days that already passed, this would be Silul hold. So even in the first day we're just starting, we already counted like a day that passed. And Bishamay hold, we count the days that are left. But then the Gemara brings down another man, the Omar. Bishamay hold, Mailim Bakoydesh Vein, we're reading, this makes sense. And Bishamay is a very strange Gemara. And no one speaks about it because it's very shvel. The Gemara says the reason of Bishamay, that you light 8, 7, and you go down, is because Bishamay hold like Pori Achag. Like in the Beis Hamikdash and Sukkos, the first day was 13 cows, then we had 12 and 11 and 10. So the candles of Chanukah also go down. The Marsha and Chidush HaGon, Efrek the Marsha, what is the Shaychas, the cows of Sukkos, to the latest Chanukah? It's very nice. In Sukkos, the Korbanos go 13, 12, and 11. Shh. So what is the Shaychas? Why here, and latest Chanukah, it has to go 8, 7, and 6? What are the Shaychas? The Marsha tries maybe to say a Pesach Hezbel. Very shvel. So I heard a Givaldike Hezbel. It's a very deep shot in the Chanukah and Bichamai. The Velt is Medayek that Beisilel also agree with Bichamai that the right thing would be to do 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Because Beisilel answer, Mailim Bakoydesh Vein Moiridi. You have to go off the candle down. But the MS Beisilel also wanted to say to start from the higher number and then to go down. Because the halacha is Mailim Bakoydesh Vein Moiridi. What is the Hezbel in Bishamai? So the Mephoshim say pshat like this. Everyone knows the famous kasha of the Bis Yosef. Why we light 8 candles? What is the ness of 8 days? They found oil for one day and it was enough for 8 days. So the ness is only 7 days. The ness is not 8 days. So why we do 8 days? And every Klal Yisrael already said thousands of tirutzim on the kasha of the Bis Yosef. Why Chanukah is 8 days? The ness was that the oil of one day lit for 8 days, so the 7 days are the ness, not the 8 days. And some say that the ness was that they found the oil. Some say that the ness was the Nitzochon, that they won the Milchama. They won the Milchama. It's all different tirutz. The Alter Mikelem says the answer. The Alter Mikelem explains that Be'etzem, the 8th day, what we made a mess, is not because we found the oil, and not because we won the war. Because the Gemara says, a Maisa, one of the Amiroim, he came home and he saw his daughter was crying. They were very poor. He asked her, why are you crying? She said, you don't know, I put, instead of oil, I put vinegar in the Shabbos candles, and now it will be dark. He told her, Biti, Mishom al Hashemen ve'yidloik, Yom al Hachoymetz ve'yidloik. The one that said to the oil to light, that said to the vinegar to light, that will light. V'yodoylech v'oylech ad shelokchu imenu esh le'avdolech. Zog the Alter Mikelem, the 8th day of Chanukah, the ness is not that they found the oil, but that the one that told the oil to light could tell the vinegar to light. The fact that oil lights is also a ness. And for that we do the 8th day of Chanukah. What is the Hezbel? What is the Hezbel? Ramban says, all of our life is a mess. Everything is a mess. Just man nisim and igloin, we know that the other nisim are also nisim. When we see the famous nisim, then we know that even the ones that are not famous are also from the Ribbono Shel Olam. We see something that is unbelievable. So we know that even the other things, what we breathe, what we walk, everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Ramban says a person has to go and he has a huge miracle, then he chaps his Boyer Oilo. So then he realizes that everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Some people, when they see a tremendous ness, mamash, unbelievable, this is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Some people that are a little bit higher from that, even if they see a ness, not so big, something in between, they also realize it's Ribbono Shel Olam. Some people, even a small ness already, they realize it's Ribbono Shel Olam. When Chanukah starts, we take 8 candles, we take 8 candles, and we say, wow, such a nes, so we know that everything is from Bayra Olam. The second day that we're really closer to Hashem, even the fact that it lights 7 days is wow. Then when we're really closer to Hashem in Chanukah, even that it lights 6 days, wow, it's from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Can we go higher and higher, even 4 days, why is it Bayra Olam? Even 5 days, wow, it's Bayra Olam. When it comes the last day of Chanukah, even without 5, even without 4, we look at the candles, we look at the oil that is burning, and we say, wow, Bayra Olam, Bayra Olam. So Chanukah brings us to Akoret that the oil that is lighting is the Bayra Olam. It starts from the 8 days. Zog B'Shamay, we start Chanukah, we need a big push. 8 days, 5 days, Bayra Olam. 7 days, but we finish Chanukah, we put 1 candle, no miracle. Dosi the nest, everything is Bayra Olam. They say, Bnei Bino, Kovu Yemei Shmoino. Bnei Bino Yemei Shmoino, Kovu Shiru Unani. The Bnei Bino, the people that know to understand, they back in the sign that it's 8 days a mess. Because with the oil lights, someone called me from America, he's at work, he wants a heta to come back late to light the Chanukah candles, to be same as the Ramadan, and if you light inside the house, you could light late. I asked him, so why you can't leave work? Why have to call for a heta? I'm busy closing a deal. It's a lot of money. I'll give myself. I'll give to the trip. He said, "Lama shanet." Yeah, but I'm not. I told him it's very covered anyway. But lama shanet. But so he said, "You know, give me a head. Give me a head on the side." He said, "Why is that on the side?" I'm in the middle of closing a deal, and I said, "How many hours you put already in the deal?" He said, "Really, 20 hours." I said, "I don't understand. You're going to close to stay there for another 5 hours." And then to come home and to light the menorah and to say Ribbono Shel Olam, I know you could tell the oil to light, you could tell the vinegar to light, you could have a little bit of oil, it could light for 8 days. You believe Hashem could make a little bit of oil to light for 8 days, and you don't believe that 20 hours is enough for the deal? Well, you stay here for those 5 hours, and then you're coming home, Hashem, I believe you, a little bit of oil, you can make it to light for 8 days. But a person stands near the menorah and he sees 6 candles, and Ribbono Shel Olam tells him, I don't need help. A little bit oil could light for 8 days. This is the message of Chanukah. This is what we take out of Chanukah. So Mishamai say, and Mishamai also agree, what we take out of Chanukah is Mishomar Lashem and Beyidlag, Huyema Lachoyim and Tzviyidlag. So Mishamai say, we need a push. The push is the 8 days. We start with the big nest, and we saw the oil could light for 8 days. But the closer we get to Chanukah, when we leave Chanukah, when we come out of Chanukah, we have to come out with a message. What message? Mishomar Lashem and Beyidla, Tirem Alachoyim and Tzviyidla. I want to tell you, there's a guy from Shir. I promised him I'll not say his name. I was walking into Shir, he told me he has to tell me a story. I said, I can't, before Shir, I can't hear the story. He said, okay, I'll wait till after Shir. He came over and he told me, I said, over this vault of the menorah, the Shemen, the Sibbeth being lighted, couldn't make it to come here. I said, the person has to become it himself. And I could just roll. He said, today in the morning, I was mamish not in the mood to learn. I have so much chayvus. I decided I'm staying home. Then it's time to go Chanukah, I could just roll, could do everything. I heard such a shmuz, but I'm staying home and trying to run ahead to a gemach. You know, I have a seder, I have a chavrusa, I'm going to yeshiva. Wife told me, we owe money, today is the day of the gemach. I said, listen, I tried already an hour, I heard a shmuz, Misha Omar Lashem and Beidlak, Yen Malachoyim and Tzviyidlak, I'm going to Yeshiva. It's a Ingemar that lives with us in Shir every day. He's not saying his name. He's not here now. He's not here now. He told me, 11:45, the Baal Choyv that he owes the money to came to him. He showed him the Shtar. He felt so bad, like, you know, this is what, you know, he was sure Hashem will help him. And the guy took the shah and told him, Chanukah geld, and tore it in front of him. I came to give you Chanukah geld, you don't have to pay me back. He told me, sometimes you see a muna b'chush. You see a muna b'chush. The guy says, I have to take care of things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need no help. The avodah to come out of Chanukah, this is the avodah. This is the Yesod of Poreh Chag. It's late, so I can't do the Hemshah to be Masir. How to learn out from Poreh Chag? But doesn't this all be Yesod from Poreh Chag?